Well, Sue, as we look at what's happening in the markets today, some were hoping for a turnaround Tuesday, maybe a dead cat bounce. It's been an interesting grain trade this morning with all the different factors being worked in. Obviously, the big slide we saw yesterday in the trade, the USDA bringing out their weekly crop condition reports. But the weather, I mean, we're getting rain in some areas, extreme heat in others. It's just not been a good level playing field, shall we say, when it comes to growing crops this year.
Well, you're absolutely right, Susan. The weather here, first off, you know, the 6 to 10 day is calling for rain now, which is good news for you guys. Rain across Nebraska all the way to the eastern Corn Belt. Now, that's good news, but it could be bad news depending on how far into the eastern Corn Belt it goes. And if it hits the areas that have been so wet, you know, they can use a drink every so often because they're shallow rooted. But they certainly don't need to be deluged with rains. And it seems like when we are catching rains now, they're starting to pick up in measurability. I think that when we look at this weather, the heat in Kansas, Oklahoma, on into Missouri is kind of concerning, especially for the beans and maybe for the corn crop there. But also when you look at the forecast of heat in the south and southeast, that has to be taking a toll, I would think, on the corn crops in the Carolinas and also into, like, Georgia, Alabama, that type of thing, and then let alone the beans.
Well, I know that this weather, and then we keep talking about how things are going to be as we get closer to harvest. Excuse me, but at this point, it's still pretty hard to nail down what we might see and how it's going to affect the numbers as we head into late summer.
Well, it is. Right now, the corn market has responded to the fact that we made it through pollination. And you have, 78% of the crop, silking. And so, you know, that's even 1% over the five-year average. And so I think that the trade is viewing that we've kind of really weathered the most important storm so far for the corn crop. Now the key is going to be, what happens here with the rest of the season, and the forecast as you go into August is basically calling for the last half of August to be cool, maybe turn a little wet, but there's also talk of some of my weather sources I use that we could possibly see an early frost freeze out of the Dakotas into Minnesota, could hit the upper tier of Iowa the first half of September. Well, we'll see, but we're to be probably abnormally cool the last half. If we turn the 6 to 10 days calling for below normal temps and average to a little above average precip, if we start to turn that way in August, that's going to slow this crop up from maturing. And then what's going to happen is you start to get into some of these colder temps, and all of a sudden we could do some damage to the corn crop. But for now, I think traders are viewing things as being pretty on deck. And, you know, my attitude all along has been that this was a year that we would see a low in the May-June time frame, have an EKG blip rally into July, and then we turn back down into fall. The thing is, we've come off these highs so hard and fast, and of course, what we need is a wheat market that stabilizes and holds here and gives some bounce to maybe put a little support under the corn market. And of course, at the moment, we've had a day here today where wheat did come up, make a higher high by a little bit, and now it's fading away. That's not helpful to the corn.